This is Only One Bed by Ellis Moreswell, a Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic. It is rated T, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Cody / Obi-Wan Kenobi, and includes the tags Fluff, Vacation, and Only One Bed. Summary. I mean, how could I not? Cody comes to wakefulness slowly, taking stock of things along the way. The air is sweet and fresh, smelling of foliage and flowers, mixed with a bit of salt from the breeze. Waves are lapping on sand. He can hear them through the open door to the balcony, and the room was already heavy with the promise of heat. The sheets are soft on his skin, and the bed is softer still, soft enough to cradle him and fold under his weight. Soft enough to do the same to Obi-Wan, who is pressed against him in the hollow of the mattress, one hand splayed across Cody's belly, and the other flung out onto the pillow, partially hidden by a thatch of unruly auburn hair. The hair is, in a word, charming. So incongruent to his usual neatness, and something so few have seen in this state. Things weren't supposed to unfold this way. Or rather, he didn't think they were. He'd known Kenobi long enough, and been in enough absolutely insane situations with him, to be able to recognize the cues that spell deception, and those indicating genuine surprise, and the bemused smile accompanying the discovery that the mixed-up reservation had led to a room with only one bed was the latter. Probably. There had also been something else in it. A hint of delight, maybe. Truth be told, Cody was delighted too, once the initial hilarity wore off. It was straight out of one of the bad hollow novels the men traded around. Two people dancing around their obvious interest in one another, unable to take the final steps until, surprise, there is only one bed. It had some of the other tropes, too. Wet from being caught in the rain, inhibitions lowered by too much drink and not enough food, pining. Oh, had there been pining. Unresolved sexual tension? The works. The only real difference was that those novels were absolutely filthy in every possible way, and they hadn't gotten there quite yet. That first night had been clumsy, awkward until it became suddenly urgent. Since then, it covered most of the spectrum. Urgent, languid, serious, sublime, ridiculous, and several more neither had the words to describe. Just now, Cody is considering how best to wake Obi-Wan, wondering if it makes more sense to suggest breakfast or sex. He briefly debates both. He does have two hands, after all, and food definitely figured into a lot of the Hollow novels. But Kenobi stirs in his sleep and moves that hand, thumb twitching against him. So much for breakfast.